Yai nai 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 Asher pihiro yiten bito ve'alehu lo yibo ve'chol asher ve'chol asher yaseh yatzliach nai 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 nai
Psalm 1:3. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers. I was thinking today about Christy Yamaguchi, who won the gold medal in figure skating at the 1992 Winter Olympics. I was a teenager then, and she was one of my heroes. Wow, she was graceful, beautiful, athletic, artistic, intelligent, and also seemed like a truly kind, honest person, someone who just appeared to have and be it all. A few years ago, when she was on Dancing with the Stars, I watched an interview with her mother, Carol. She talked about those years when Christy had worked so hard to rise to the top of figure skating, that as a teenager, Christy, the kid, would wake Carol, the mom, up at 4 a.m. every day of the week to drive her to the skating rink so that she could work with her coach for a few hours before going to school. As parents, Christy's mom and dad insisted that she get good grades, even though she was also a serious skater. So Christy would then go to school, come home and do her homework, and go to bed at 7:30 p.m. in order to get up early and do it all over again the next day. Carol said in the interview that all of this was Christy. They never woke her up in the morning. They never made her go to bed early. Her homework was always done so that she could be at the rink on time every morning, ready to skate. She was personally motivated and driven on her own, was willing to do the hard work it took, and Carol said that was why she believes her daughter became an Olympic champion. Despite being born with clubbed feet and not really excelling at other sports. And while I am sure there was a degree of luck to all of this, if nothing else, that she was born into a family who could afford to invest in her training, and that she did have a natural talent for skating, it is quite clear that Christy Yamaguchi became an Olympic champion through sheer hard work and commitment. Psalm 1:3. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers. But what if a tree is not planted in the right place, near the streams of water? It works hard to dig its roots down deep, but never finds quite enough water to quench itself. It works and works season after season, never able to bear fruit. It was simply planted in a place of scarcity. Its leaves wither, and it is never able to prosper, always on a cycle of barely staying alive. A part of her story I did not mention before is that both of Christy Yamaguchi's parents were imprisoned in Japanese internment camps during World War II. When the war was over, they had to start over. Her father, Jim, worked hard in school and went to college. He became a dentist who could help his daughter to become an Olympic athlete. They were able to overcome and recover from the times of drought, of being uprooted. They found their stream and planted themselves near the water and prospered. But we also must recognize that for some people, hard work and determination and starting over are still not enough. We live in a nation where we often hear tales of the American dream, and for many of us, this dream is within reach. I know in my life, I have worked hard to achieve my goals, but I also have always known that I had support from my family if ever I were to fail and need to start over. Some people are born into a legacy of poverty. They are born into challenges of systemic racism. They are born with disabilities that make learning difficult or access to opportunities nearly impossible. As human beings, they deserve the same opportunities we all have, but the hand they were dealt limits the plays in their game of life. They are planted on a dry cliff or near streams of water that are polluted and poisoned, literally, such as the poverty-stricken, mostly minority community in Flint, Michigan. These people are walking an uphill battle with booby traps on the road, sometimes placed there intentionally by people who can capitalize through the misfortune of others, and who leave these people sickened and weakened on their journey. They are blamed for not rising up, for not overcoming. They simply need to work harder, smarter, be more honest, stop having so many problems. Sometimes the hill is too steep. The creek has run dry. There are too many traps along the way, even in America. Do we then doubt Psalm 1:3? We say that it is a verse only for those born into privilege. Well, I think really it is a verse not about earthly achievements, but really about spiritual life. If we walk with God, if we live lives of godly character, if we seek counsel with humble and good people, if we work to help others around us who struggle, if we delight in Torah, its teachings, and the riches and achievements of relationship with God and creation, rather than by profiting off of the misfortunes of others, we will be like a tree that is planted by a stream of water. The love for others, the love God wants us to feel for all people, will sustain us, And over time, in our season, we will yield fruit of knowledge and wisdom, which will keep our hearts and minds on truth. That to prosper in our lives, we must do the work toward fairness, justice, and opportunities for all people, so that all may prosper.
Share, be here, you'll be 10 minutes.